the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:08, partly sunny, temperatures in the 50s, and look who's in the studio, it's Gavin!
Guys, I'm back, I missed you so much.
Oh, Daddy Gavin, back in the house, it's so good to have you here, Gavin, we missed you, you're a new daddy.
I missed you guys too, it's been a whirlwind of a couple weeks, for sure, but our son is here,
and
we are so excited, and... Yeah, I'm a daddy. I'm a daddy.
I tell you what, on Monday, we always do the peaks of our weekends. I feel like we should skip it and just talk to Gavin.
Yeah, how crazy is... I mean...
I know I called in the show last week, and I kind of made the announcement, but it's been so much that has happened. Basically, long story short, we went in for just a routine appointment, you know, just a checkup.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah. Two Wednesdays, just to check on the baby. And Kelly's blood pressure was through the roof.
My God.
Through the roof. So they basically admitted her right then and there, into the hospital.
God.
Said, you are not leaving until this baby comes.
Oh, and no.
This baby was 33 weeks, and typically you have to get to 40 weeks. So we're in the hospital. Things are okay. And then all of a sudden, doctors just rushed in, and they're saying,
We're taking the baby.
We are doing this right here,
right now. Oh, my God. They
had to induce her, and they tried to induce, and she was... She was induced from Sunday to Wednesday.
And then they said, that's it.
They called it. They said, that's it. You're not going into labor. They did emergency C-section, which was, you know, terrifying and scary.
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, Kelly is okay. The baby is okay. The
baby's awesome.
He is doing amazing. You know, he's in the NICU, you know. And you know, it was very scary. He had a breathing tube and everything like that. But every day I see him and he gets better and better and better.
And breathing on his own now.
He's breathing on his own. I mean, it's amazing just to see how he looked when he first was born to now.
Right.
He has put on weight. He's doing so great. And superstar, my wife, I have to just say,
my wife, I
just love her.
You're not going to cry, are you?
I might, Walmart Jeff. This has been an emotional time. But she put up with everything. She went through hell and back, and now she is just... I love her so much. And she just definitely did an amazing, amazing job. And we have a beautiful boy.
Boy, little baby boy named Lennon.
Can I just say, I think you're probably one of the smartest couples out there.
Because why?
You had your baby so far away from your family. Like that, they can't.
Oh, trust me, they're
people.
There. They're
you
there.
You did not stop people from coming down. Are you kidding me? My family was right there.
Oh.
We have an amazing support team. As soon as they knew that this was happening, her parents were staying, you know, were with us the entire time. My mom, my dad, my sister, her sister from Boston drove down. Like, it was just, you know, it's a family event.
Walmart and I were going to go. We're like, that's a long drive.
Yeah,
it's an hour. It's far.
Parking sucks down there.
Yeah.
No. We actually thought we would wait just because when you're like that and the baby's in the NICU, you guys need a little time to decompress before we roll up in the hizzy.
Yeah, a little bit of time. I mean, it's definitely very emotional. I mean, we haven't even been able to hold him yet.
It
has been,
that sucks.
You know, it's almost been a week and you know, we do get to see him and he's doing great. So hopefully he'll be coming home soon.
I love that.
Do you guys have a webcam that you can watch?
There's no webcam, but we can call 24/7. We can go there 24/7.
Does he answer the phone?
Yeah, I gave him a cell phone. I mean, 3 days, right? He's good enough to have a cell phone.
How you doing,
right?
Lennon?
Yeah. What's going on?
I love it.
Yeah, cool. So, I mean, it's been a whirlwind of 2 weeks. But
so
we're
I will
good.
Say one thing. We did plan on having a surprise baby shower in the studio for you, Gavin.
Okay.
I cooked. We did all this stuff. And then you called us on a Sunday and said, yeah, we're going straight to the hospital.
Yeah.
And that was last Monday. So, but we are doing a baby shower again in the studio.
I see the stuff in here. This is awesome.
I brought in champagne. Yeah. We've got gifts. We got balloons.
Oh, wow. Thank
We're
going to
play some horrible baby shower games at some point. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So it is Gavin's on-air baby shower all morning long right here on Kiss 95.7. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:24. The studio is decked out with decorations. We've got snacks. Gavin is back with us, and he's a new daddy. So this is kind of our on-air baby shower for you, Gavin.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's like a post-baby shower.
It is. but it is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so I'm not going to deliver the old junk today because I got some news of my own that I would like to share, Courtney.
Oh, but are you trying to trump? Gavin baby news.
I'm not trying to trump Gavin.
Are you a one-upper? Yeah. Are you
one-upping? He's a one-upper.
I'm not a one-upper. Over the weekend, my wife bought a puppy.
What? Whoa.
What?
Like a living one? Like for, like it's breed living? Not like, what do you mean?
Yeah. So our last dog that we got, my wife has always kept in touch with the breeder because my wife wants a certain type of dog. She wanted a Champagne Lab,
Champagne.
Which is like a yellow lab, but it's a little darker.
Okay.
So it's called a,
very classy.
It's called a Champagne Lab. So anyways, Thursday night, the breeder texted my wife and said, hey, I have the last puppy of the litter is a Champagne and it's unclaimed. Do you want to buy it? And I was like, you know what? It's your money. It's your dog. Do whatever you want to do.
Oh, no. What?
Oh,
what?
Gave her the freedom.
What? Yes.
So all day Friday, she was asking me. I kept telling her, just do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. And then Friday night, she texted the breeder and said, you know what? We're going to pass on the puppy. It's just not the right time.
Okay.
So we go to bed. Yeah. I know, right? I wake up the next morning and my wife goes, we have a puppy. I go, what?
What happened in the middle of the night?
Yeah, what changed in the 7 hours that I was sleeping? So this puppy is down in Virginia.
Oh, my God.
And I love to drive. Like, I'm so excited.
No.
The breeder calls my wife Saturday morning, and she says, hey, a couple from Connecticut is here picking up their dog.
Oh, my God.
I can ask them if they'll bring your dog back to Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
So this couple from Connecticut agrees to bring our dog back up to Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
Here's the strange part.
What? No. They live in your neighborhood? No, don't tell me. What?
They live in East Hampton.
Get that
no
kid out.
No way.
What?
And my wife knows who they are.
Stop.
So now this was not set up.
Oh, God, the puppies are going to grow up together.
My wife hasn't talked to this person since pretty much high school.
Oh, my God.
A few times since high school.
Stop it.
And just out of, I don't even know what
that's
you would
weird
want to call it, but they picked up a puppy as well, and they brought our puppy back to Connecticut.
Give me the,
that's
let me see, crazy puppy's name,
oh, yeah,
sex, what? Girl, boy?
It's a girl. We don't have a name yet because it was very last minute.
I got to see a photo. I can't. But
just,
I know.
Just be careful because there
might
be some...
Yeah, I feel like he's one-upping.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my.
You know, I bring a baby in the world, and what do? You bring up a puppy.
Yeah,
puppies are pretty cute.
Jeff, puppies are cute.
I got to be honest. Your last puppy, Ziggy, was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. This
is adorable. It's adorable.
I don't want to say better looking than Ziggy because that's not possible.
Yeah.
This is the cutest puppy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, so we're going back and forth on names. My wife names all her animals after TV show characters.
Okay.
And right now, they're all from the show Blank's Creek.
Oh, my favorite show.
We're going with Moira Rose, Twyla, or Jocelyn. The only thing about the three names is my kids can't pronounce any of them.
I like Moira Rose.
Yeah.
I do. Stevie, I would name her Stevie,
Stevie?
Too from the
what
show.
What about Alexis?
We can't do Alexis because she has a friend, Alexis. And I will say Dan Levy from the show Blank's Creek actually said we should name her Twyla.
He commented?
Yeah, he tweeted on my
stop.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's awesome.
All right, this is what we're going to do. So not only do we have pictures of Gavin's baby, little Lennon, but now we have photos of Walmart Jeff's new puppy that
puppies
doesn't have
babies
a name.
We're loving it.
I love it. I need to go get something
so
quick.
Cute.
I need to get pregnant right away. Is there anybody
pregnant
in the building that can get me pregnant? But anyway, we're going to put a photo of your new puppy up and let people pick a name. Can we do that? Do like a name poll?
Sure.
Yeah.
So our listeners get to name Walmart Jeff's new puppy.
Oh, it's so cute.
You can see the photo right now on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:40, time for Hollywood. Justin Bieber celebrating his 26th birthday over the weekend. He's 26.
Wow.
It started with a romantic dinner with his wife, Haley, and then wrapped up with a party at a nightclub packed with all of his friends.
Wow.
Of course, I've got the inside scoop. You can go right inside Justin Bieber's big birthday party if you go to our blog.
Cool.
He got rid of that creepy facial hair.
Yeah.
But his hair is still, I don't know what's going on.
I'm still sad about the mustache, though, when he shaved his mustache.
He'll get it back.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Harry Styles fans got the thrill of a lifetime when he did an intimate iHeartRadio secret session at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City over the weekend performing. He talked about his new album. He hung out with his fans. And, of course, you've got all of that on our blog as well. And finally, Pete Davidson just gave everybody a tour of his apartment.
What's up, guys? it's Pete Davidson. We are in my apartment / basement in my mom's house in Staten Island. I moved here like a year ago and built this weird little basement to stay away from people. So I'm about to show you guys what's up down here.
Let me tell you, do his parents live in a mansion? I don't know. Because
no.
He does. His basement, though, did you see it?
Yeah,
it's
really
huge.
Awesome.
It's pretty darn awesome. I would live there. You could check it out and get more on all of these stories right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
6:48. It is time for good news. If you've got good news to share with us, please. Because apparently good news is happening everywhere. Maybe something happened over the weekend. Exciting. Call us. 860-247-9570. Hey, good news if you like chocolate and booze. Stone Ooh. Brewing. And I know, Gavin, you like craft beers.
Sure do.
It's the one of the country's largest craft beer makers. They figured out how to make a hot chocolate flavored beer. It's a stout,
whoa.
But it tastes like hot chocolate.
That sounds amazing.
So you'll be able to get that real soon. That's my good news.
A little whipped cream on there, and you're good to go.
Yeah, whipped cream on my now, beer.
If I ever go to a brewery, and there's a guy drinking a beer with whipped cream, and he's like sipping it, and it gets on his nose.
No. All right, that's my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
So a little personal good news. If you didn't know, our baby was born last week, which I'm
Lennon,
so
excited. Little Lennon.
Little Lennon, so excited. And over the weekend, I was able to read him his first story.
No way! What kind of story do you read a baby that's not even a week old? Yeah.
Well, they tell us you want to go up there and then, you know, show him the pictures and you want to talk to him and stuff. So I read him a book called Welcome to the World.
Oh my God!
And it was all about bears and things that we're going to do, like play and snuggle and read and dance and sing.
I love it.
And it was just, you know, it was one of those moments where, you know, I think, when you become a parent and you embrace these little moments, it's really, really cool. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, I got to read my son his first story.
That is such good news.
It was awesome.
I love it.
It was a cool moment.
I love it. All right, Walmart Jeff, good news. I feel like I just did beer. Hey, you want some chocolate-flavored beer? All right, on to Gavin. All right, Walmart, do you have good news?
Gavin and I cannot be, like, different parents, like, more different parents. Anyways, my good news is for Gregory, he's 22 years old. Yep. He lives up in Canada. He works at a grocery store to help, you know, pay the bills so he can go to college.
Okay.
He bought a lotto ticket at the grocery store.
Yep.
And he ended up winning $52 million.
Oh, my God.
Stop. What?
$52 million. Now, he's still in college, and he still plans on graduating.
No, and finishing college.
Finishing college,
good for him. That's awesome.
$52 million for a college kid.
Yeah.
I need to buy myself a lottery ticket. That's all I know.
Seriously.
Do you have good news? Please share with us. We're waiting to hear it. 860-247-9570. It's Harry Styles. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Janet from Kitty Harbor, and I have some more good news.
Oh, bring it. What is it?
Well, over the weekend, we had 10 cats that were adopted, which is from the lines were out the door. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the 29th. So, I don't know. It was leap year. Maybe they were leaping right out the door.
Oh, my gosh. So you had 10 cats adopted in one day.
In one day and one afternoon. And it was just a few hours. I don't know. They were coming in and older cats, kittens. It was cats that are hard to adopt. They were just,
Oh,
were just taking them out.
That's fantastic. And make sure next time you have an adoption event coming up, call us.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah. Well, every Saturday we're open 1 to 5. So
and where
people fill out an application online, kittyharbor.org.
Kittyharbor.org. And where are you guys located?
In Griswold.
In Griswold. If you're looking for a cat, that's the place to go every Saturday. Thank you for calling and telling us your good news.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 7:06, the weather, partly sunny, temperatures in the upper 50s today. And it is our post-baby baby shower.
Yeah, awesome.
In fact, we might be celebrating double the shower.
Why?
Because Gavin is back in the studio, new daddy to baby Lennon, who is just thriving.
Doing great.
And Walmart Jeff dropped a bomb on us this morning that his wife brought home a puppy yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the baby's more important.
Well, the puppy's pretty cute, though.
Are we going to drink that champagne?
Yeah, I got champagne. We make mimosas. I've got baby bottles, like a typical baby shower. You have to do stupid things.
Oh, no, you're not making us play a game, are you?
No, I just want you to drink your champagne out of a baby bottle.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of scared to open this. I'm going to open it right here.
You're going to pop it right here?
Yeah.
God. Oh, jeez. It's going to explode everywhere.
Why does everybody get so scared?
No, well,
I'm more worried about the board.
Yeah.
Like the equipment.
Well, I'll figure it out.
All right. What kind of orange juice is that?
It's Sunny D.
Oh, Sunny D.
Can I request?
Oh, that's great kids drink.
Can I request not to have Sunny D in my bottle?
Hold on. Oh, gosh.
Do you need a man to come over and do that?
Jeff, I know. She's got
quiet.
It.
Ready?
She's got it.
Count to three and I'll pop this.
One,
oh, wait,
two.
Wait. Oh, God. What's going on?
Oh, God.
I'm scared. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh,
okay.
Shoot. I'm scared.
All right.
Let it pop.
Come on.
Anytime now.
Oh, God.
Jeff, get right, over there and help her out.
This is horrible radio.
Get,
right,
get over there and help her out. Come
wait.
On. You got it.
Oh,
go.
I can't
go.
Do it.
Go.
Oh, God, I'm
Jeff,
sweating.
Get it. Get it, Jeff. Hey! Yeah. It didn't Ooh. Explode. That's good.
Why was that so difficult? What the heck's going on?
I don't know.
And Gavin, would you like Sunny D in yours? So, Gavin,
yeah.
How old is baby Lennon now?
So, right now, baby Lennon was born on Wednesday, so he's 5 days old.
Oh, my gosh.
He's five days old.
Exciting.
And he was very long. He's very long. He's 15 inches long, which is pretty good.
So that's long for a baby. I'm filling it up, Walmart. He's looking at me like she didn't fill up my whole baby bottle.
Just, I don't want any orange juice of mine.
I know.
Do we have to drink this with the nipples on?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Because it's a baby shower. You have to do stupid things. And we have other things planned as well.
Speaking of nipples, is your wife like, is she pumping or breastfeeding?
Listen, she had a baby.
I mean,
you know how that works. You know how that happens.
I mean, you brought it up. I was just wondering.
We do have a gift for you. Would you like to open? Yeah.
Do I put
my mouth on it or not?
Stop asking questions like that.
I can't because it's not mine.
You just got to do it.
Gavin, here's a gift for you if you'd like
to
open it
guys,
up.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. So it is Gavin's baby shower. We did plan on doing this baby shower actually, you know, a week ago, but Lennon couldn't wait.
Well, baby Lennon decided he wanted to come out
a little
earlier. He
was like, I am here to play.
And can I just say, the person that was running the baby shower did an amazing job last week.
Her name is Courtney.
Oh, Courtney.
Yeah, I did a good
Courtney
job.
Courtney does always a
I
great
will say,
job.
She really, Courtney, you really do. You take things to the next level. Courtney
what?
Brought in pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
And the pigs, the hot dogs, had little faces on them to make it look like a baby in a blanket.
Yeah, their heads were hits. Yeah. And I made deviled eggs, and they were colored pink and blue because at that point we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl.
That's right.
And
it
then
was a big
I did all the cooking. I brought it in, and you weren't here that day. So
no,
that
we decided
I
needed to be at the hospital. So whoa, what kind of gift is it? Camo.
That is a diaper bag. It's a diaper bag specifically for men.
It is a camo diaper bag.
It's a camo backpack diaper bag.
That's right. So no one can see me when I'm changing my kid's diapers.
Right.
I love it.
Do you love it?
Thank you so much.
And if you open it it's full of little fun things.
Oh, my
and
God.
I'm going to pass out these baby bottles right now, and then we're going to take photos.
What?
And if anybody wants to see what's going on behind the scenes at Gavin's little baby shower.
We'll take some pictures
and post them. Yeah, you can check it all out.
5 hour energy. Always good.
Nice.
Gonna need that. What are these? Tasty cakes?
Yeah, they're little Debbie cakes. There was an entire box, but you weren't here last week, so my kids have been eating them.
Okay.
Oh my gosh,
I'll
Jeff.
That. I'll take that. Okay, Mr. Clean latex gloves.
Yeah.
Always good.
Well, the coronavirus.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that. Yeah.
All right. And some pacifiers. Is that for me or is that for the baby?
You know, you're the dad. Figure out where you want to put them.
All right.
Put them anywhere you want.
Oh, some little rubber duckies.
Yeah. I mean, it's full. You don't have to go through the whole bag.
Guys,
we filled it up with nice little treats. But if you would like to see photos from Gavin's post baby shower.
Yeah.
And the guys are getting ready to drink out of their baby bottles. Just head over to the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page.